This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Deal infrastructure. The president puts his John Hancock on the bill, and the bipartisan adventure begins. Of course, there's going to have to be a little of this, a little of that. Somebody, and that's Mitch Landrieu of New Orleans fame. He was the mayor of New Orleans at one point. He will get to decide on projects as to where the money is getting funneled for bridges and roads and other infrastructure, railways, also what I think is so vital in the rural areas where they need help with internet. Oh, maybe they don't after everything that we've seen with the internet. No, in all seriousness, they need to have that capability and have it improved. So he's the one that gets to decide on where things are going and who's handling them, really kind of cut through, hopefully, the red tape at the states, various states levels. But anyway, there goes a trillion plus. Let's hope it's earmarked in the right direction. How was your week, the beginning of it anyway? Kate Delaney, so thrilled that you're spending some of it with us. Boy, we live in times that are oh so interesting because there's always a new development right around the bend. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not so good. Like this. NATO is sounding the all-call alarm over Russia troop buildup. So what does that mean? It means that we're seeing what's happening with China, and now we're seeing what's happening with Russia. The NATO Security General warned Russia on Monday that Western military alliance was standing by the Ukraine amid a large and unusual concentration of Russian troops on the Ukrainian border, stressing that the important thing was to prevent situations from spiraling out of control. So they're trying not to speculate about the intentions, but clearly seeing a heavy concentration of troops, knowing what Russia is willing to do and what they're capable of doing militarily speaking, they could be pretty aggressive against the Ukraine. So there is fears of a possible attack. Remember, Russia annexed Crimea from the Ukraine in 2014, and the waters around it belong to Moscow now, despite most countries continuing to recognize that peninsula as Ukrainian. Never underestimate the Russians' thirst for more territory. I've had the pleasure of talking to many military leaders in some interesting off-the-cuff conversations about Russia, and it's funny that in a different way, put to me in a different way, that's kind of how I heard it in over the years as to what Russia ultimately wants to do. And maybe it is no secret, but and certainly this buildup is no secret, but will they actually move forward or not? A couple of big verdicts have some people on edge, people in law enforcement who are saying it's about what the reaction is to the verdicts. And one of them is, in these two high-profile cases, one of them is the Arbery case, where three white men are on trial for shooting Arbery, a black jogger, on February 23rd, 2020, after chasing him through their neighborhood in pickup trucks. You've certainly seen the video of that. I mean, That's, I've seen that I don't know how many times, but you see it everywhere. So George McMichael, his son Travis, and their neighbor William Bryan say they were attempting to make a citizen's arrest of a man they suspected of being a burglar. Arbery's family and supporters have called it a modern-day lynching. So that case might not go to the jury and might not wrap up till the beginning of December. Meanwhile, I think this one is going to wrap up a lot sooner, and that's Kenosha, Wisconsin. And Kyle Rittenhouse, at the time was 17, had an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, joined groups of other armed men to patrol the streets and protect, as they put it, businesses from arsonists and looters. He ended up shooting two men, killing them and wounding another, charged with homicide. He's claiming self-defense on Monday. Closing arguments were heard in that case. And I think that verdict comes back faster than the Arbery verdict because of where they are, especially in the case. They're not at the closing arguments. So they're ramping up in both of those areas for potentially seeing reaction to what the verdicts will be. And no way to know, but it's certainly politically charged. There's, you know, no question about it. And you can see it, because in both cases, I think the prosecutors have been walking on eggshells, you know, talking about what they're stressing to jurors. And both cases could be precedent-setting, I think, will be precedent-setting in a sense, right? In California, the buzz is not just over these big court cases and what's happening in the polarized nation of the United States, but the sticker shock as to what gas is. I mean, prices are over $5 in some places. You know, the average price of a gallon of gasoline, regular gasoline, $4.97. That's $1.50 more than a year ago. So think about it. You have kids, I don't know, you have a mid-sized sedan, whatever. You're paying $21 more to fill up the tank. See, it's when you add it all up how it really hits you square what you are paying. And, you know, then it definitely was affected by Hurricane Ida and some other things that have happened to see that number shoot sky high. Before I even checked, I knew, because I have friends in California, and I can't tell you how many texts I got about with pictures of what they were paying for gas as they were feeling the sting. And that was the water cooler buzz. And one in Northern California, one in Southern, and both telling me this is what people are really complaining about is, you know, this is crazy. Food prices are sky high. Then look what happens when you go to the pump. And they're prisoners of their cars, in a sense, if they have to go to work because of the freeway situations, both in Northern and Southern California, just how costly it is to keep wheels on the streets, and there's not a lot of alternatives. Whereas the Midwest, the South, certainly further east, where we're going to see a lot of the infrastructure dollars go toward the railways, you've got all kinds of transportation, lots and lots of public transportation, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to Meta.com. Yeah, you may need a cold one for this. There's a couple of things, including what's happening with this vaccine mandate. What are the rules on this? As the kind of the line keeps on moving. And then this new social welfare bill that is estimated, I sat down with the accounting brains to crunch a few numbers, that's estimated to raise taxes 30% on the middle class, but actually slice and dice them for the millionaires. So what happened? That was supposed to be flipped in the other direction. All right, first to the vaccine mandate. So the fate of this COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private employers is definitely active. Republican officials in 27 states, employers and several business organizations filed challenges to the mandate in a bunch of federal courts before the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration released the deets on the emergency rule November 4th, if you remember. Several unions filed challenges in other federal courts saying that it doesn't go far enough. But anyway, the cases are going to be consolidated because that's how they do it under one of the circuit courts in a decision that we could see pretty soon. And as I say that, there was even a headline that said something like ping pong balls could determine the fate of it, because that's how they do it. They have whatever direction the ping pong ball goes, however it bounces, as they consolidate, that's where they make that, you know, that's where they make that decision on where. So which federal court ends up with a case could determine, let's face it, whether the requirement gets thrown out, which is big for the businesses that filed, or it doesn't. The New Orleans 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, for example, where a majority of justices were nominated by Republicans, issued a ruling putting the mandate on hold, right? So if you look at that, if you look at some of the studies that have been published, there has been some partisanship, if you will, in federal judicial decisions. I know, shocking, isn't it? Are you kidding? Who is completely oblivious to the fact that that doesn't happen? I'm just saying. Anyway, this study that was done at William & Mary Law School found that rulings on cases in which all judges in a circuit weighed in generally were not decided along party lines based on the presidents who appointed the judges, right? But then they see a spike in a different direction. So we can't say that it doesn't matter where this goes, what court hears it, because of course it does. And when we look at that, and we look at Louisiana, for example, and Louisiana and 11 more states are talking about, you know, what about these mandates? You know, what are we going to do? They're all jumping in on this. So it's been this coalition of about a dozen states, I guess. And it's led by Jeff Landry, who's the Louisiana Attorney General. He filed a suit against the administration's COVID-19 vax mandate for employees, volunteers, contractors who work at healthcare facilities that get federal dollars, right? So along with a lawsuit that was announced on Monday by the Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, Landry's suit brings the number, I think, to 22 of Republican-led states that have taken the Biden administration to court over the order impacting all facilities that get Medicare or Medicaid funding, right? So what the lawsuits say is the vaccine mandate will not only jeopardize funding for critical health care facilities, but create a shortage of trained and qualified health pros. In Louisiana, a quarter of the state's population is on Medicare and Medicaid, a quarter. So the annual funding is $16 million. So all of this is incredibly important if you think of the people who are just sitting there waiting for whatever ultimately this decision will be. The fate of it will affect them as they are waiting to see what happens in these cases, and they are definitely dependent on what they get from Medicaid, you know, Medicare. I mean, obviously, it's huge, 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 huge when you look at it from that perspective. And then you look at the taxes. And the pledge was, remember, not to raise taxes on people making less than $400,000. House Democrats saying that they're going to pay for the expansion of, you know, the federal safety net. How are they going to do that? Well, the pledge of the $400,000 is out the window, apparently, because there was an analysis done by the Joint Committee on Taxation. So if we're looking at what's on tap, it could be that you might be tapped for more money. So this special congressional panel made up of 10 lawmakers from both chambers of Congress found that people making above $200,000, do you fall into that category? Which, depending on where you live, maybe is not. People sometimes look at the number like, oh, $200,000. Yeah, try California and how many kids and what is your monthly net? $200,000 would see their tax burden increase. So the Joint Committee includes three Dems from the House Ways and Means panel who helped author the tax changes meant to pay for this $3.5 trillion spending package. And according to the report, the biggest hit would be felt by taxpayers with incomes of more than $1 million annually. But if you're in that $200,000, it would also jump. Now, remember, that $3.5 trillion got pulled apart, but there is still more conversation about those programs and making them in smaller pieces. If the smaller pieces all get passed, doesn't it add up to the same thing, close to 3.5 trillion? It's called tricky math, right? If the tricky math works out, if the tricky math somehow works out, then you would see your tax burden jump by more than 10% by 2023. I mean, if all that happens, again, if these pieces, because remember the infrastructure passed because it was done piecemeal, because it was pulled out like it should have been, but what about the rest of that, the rest of the agenda? So it could be that you end up seeing a tax increase that you were not expected to see. But again, we don't know yet at this point, because I think some of that, what the desire is to pass, some of that might get held up. So if that's held up, then maybe it doesn't happen. But there's a whole lot of maybes and could, and I think everything in between. You know what it's called? It's called red tape. And it's called, a lot of things are buried in red tape, right? It is rules accelerated that you don't realize that are happening right before your eyes. And then who is the burden on ultimately, if that's the case? Here's another thing that's on tap that is infuriating. I mean, look, it's turned into brawls at school board meetings, and that is ridiculous, right? You can't have, even if you're wildly divided, you can't have a civil conversation. But I certainly think this is ridiculous. A whistleblower in the Biden administration came forward on Tuesday to claim that the Attorney General Merrick Garland lied to Congress when he testified in October that the FBI isn't targeting parents protesting school board meetings. That shouldn't be. You shouldn't get tagged no matter what. So in response, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri called for Garland to return to Capitol Hill to answer for the allegations. He said that the whistleblower's allegations show parents are getting the domestic terrorist treatment from the administration. And, of course, Garland said, no, we wouldn't treat them like domestic terrorists. And he said, we're not going to do that. Now we know that the counterterrorism division has been tracking parents, is what they're saying. I mean, that's not right. There's an email related to that that showed that they were drawing up a list of crimes that they could potentially charge parents with. Now, that part of that isn't right. The brawl's not good, but tagging parents, and that's verbal brawls, tagging you that way, definitely out of bounds and should absolutely be thrown out. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden invited our northern and southern neighbors to the White House. The meeting was hailed as the Three Amigos, as Biden met with Mexican President Lopez Obrador and Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. Biden said migration and poverty were some of the biggest challenges.
To have to manage the challenges of unprecedented migration in our hemisphere and to take on an equity that continues to deny opportunity to too many people.
The annual North American Leaders Summit had some catching up to do, as former President Trump didn't hold any of the meetings during his presidency. The jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin is continuing. The teenager is accused of shooting three people, killing two of them during police protests last year. The judge banned a news network from the courtroom. This is USA Radio News. A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. More companies are closing down some of their brick-and-mortar stores.
CVS is closing 900 stores over the next 3 years. That's nearly 10% of their United States locations, while adding more health services at remaining locations. The largest U.S. pharmacy chain saying they will close 300 stores a year while adding primary care offices at certain sites, as well as converting more stores into so-called health hubs with offerings such as diagnostic testing, mental health services, and hearing exams. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Curiosity always got you guessing. Questions spinning round in your mind.
Wow, this is a real treat for us. Steve Tyrell is backstage virtually. He's got a new album coming out. It's called Shades of Ray. And imagine having the chance to record with the legendary Ray Charles. But Steve Tyrell has his own impressive resume, I'll call it. It goes back to, you think of Curiosity, the theme song, which he wrote for a show I used to watch, an 80s show called Snoops. And he also had his music featured in several other areas, and he's performed at the White House for Presidents George Bush and Bill Clinton, Buckingham Palace. He hosts a popular radio show in Los Angeles, and the list goes on and on. But we want to get to him and talk to him about his music and this collaboration that he had a long time ago with Ray Charles that now is finally coming out. Steve, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, you know.
Tell me about Ray Charles. What was it like to record with Ray Charles?
Oh, it was great. First of all, he is my hero, really, from the time I started in my first high school band. I did Ray Charles songs right off. What I Say, I used to sing at every gig. So he was like a really, really important figure in my life in terms of inspiration. So to finally get to meet him and work with him was a dream come true.
As a person, I've heard great stories about him. I never had the opportunity to meet him. What was it like being around him?
Well, we had a great time. I've done a lot of television and movie music over the years,
yeah.
You know, and I had done a show before the Snoops, which I wrote Curiosity for, with Tim Reed. Tim Reed was on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And Anyway, we became friends, and when he got this show, Snoops, he asked me to write the theme song for it. So I did, and I knew that Ray Charles was a fan of Tim's because we used to do a show called Frank's Place in the 90s, and it was great. It was about a blues bar, and it was sort of like a black version of Cheers. You know, it was about a blues bar in New Orleans. And the jukebox was like a character that played all this great music. And I did all the music for it. And Ray Charles loved it. So he got a hold of us to tell us how much he liked that show. So the next show up was Snoop's. And I wrote this tune and I told Tim Reed, the star of it, I said, hey, man, why don't we send it to Ray and see if he'll sing it? So we did. And he had never done, his manager said, well, I don't know if he'll do a theme song for a TV show. He's never done that in his whole career. He kind of is against that sort of thing. You know? And I said, well, you know, can you play it for him and we'll see. So we sent it to him, his manager, and Ray agreed to do it. Now, in the meantime, that was a CBS show. And in the meantime, they changed some of the pictures in the opening titles and asked me to rewrite, or my wife at the time, rest her soul, Stephanie, to rewrite a couple of the lyrics to fit the new pictures they put in. And so we did, and so we sent it to Ray with the new version with the different lyrics. And I guess his manager never gave it to him. So when he walked in, you know, and I met him for the first time, he asked me to raise the key from the demo I sent him, a half a step. And he said, did you raise the key? I said, yeah, man. And he said, well, play it for me. He said, by the way, who is that cat singing? And I said, it was just like that, I swear. I said, that was me. He said, beautiful, man, beautiful. And that, which was like the highest, you know, compliment I'd ever gotten in my life. It was from Ray Charles telling me, like, the way I was singing it. And anyway, when he started to hear it, he realized we had changed some of the lyrics. And he said, where did those lyrics come from, man? And I said, well, the network asked us to change them. I didn't want to throw his manager under the bus, you know, and say, I sent it to you, man. You mean they never gave it to you? And he said, well, I don't have my machine. He didn't have his Braille machine, you know. Yeah. And I said, well, sing anything you want. Who cares? You're Ray Charles. Sing the old lyrics. What are they going to do, fire you, man? Yeah. I said, get them to change the pictures back the way they used to be. He said, no, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this recession, just me and you. You're going to sing me a line, and I'm going to sing it back to you 10 times, maybe, until we get it exactly the way you want it. And we did the whole song that way.
Wow. Like,
I was giving Ray Charles a line reading on every song. You know, that just never happens.
No.
Nobody would ever have the nerve to do that, number one. You know, say, Ray, sing it like this.
Oh.
And I taught him every line of that song. And when we got to the bridge, I thought that I had written it where I came in on the downbeat, you know. And Ray was coming in after the downbeat. Or vice versa. I can't remember which one was which. Downbeat or before or after. Anyway, I told him, come in after the downbeat. And he says, man, you didn't come in after the downbeat. I said, I think I did. He said, play the tape. And of course, he was right, you know. He was, and I was wrong. And we got a big laugh out of that. He said, hey, look here, brother. Let me do the singing and you do the producing. And we just, you know, just had the best time. Curiosity was one of the highest days of my life. And, he learned the song. I taught it to him. We recorded it, and it's on the main title. But the show didn't really make it. So it never got really released on anything, and nobody ever knew it. So when I finally made my Ray Charles album, Ray had passed away. So I had to get approval, you know, from him, and I couldn't. So I had to get it from his estate. So I sent a letter to his estate and his son, and they heard it, and they said, yeah, man, that's beautiful. You can use it. So it became my bonus track on this album, Shades of Ray.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love your story. And you had the past year to kind of hunker down and do that and put on that album, right?
Yeah, plus make the whole album. I always wanted to make a Ray Charles album, but quite honestly, I never thought I was worthy or anybody was worthy. You don't see many Ray Charles albums. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've done a Disney album, a Bacharach album, a Sinatra album, all kinds of people, but I was always a little bit hesitant to think about recording a Ray Charles album. You know, I'm thinking, who the hell wants to hear me sing this when you can hear Brother Ray himself, you know? But
yeah,
this pandemic allowed me to finish it and concentrate on it. Every time I would go in the studio to make, well, this is my 13th album, to make another album, I would do a Ray Charles song, you know, and just hoping one of these days I would have the nerve to finish. And I did, and I'm very happy with it, and people seem to really like it so far.
Yeah,
you know?
Curiosity is amazing, and again,
check out some of the other ones.
Yeah, you're an incredibly talented human. There's no doubt about it. All the Grammys that you've won, and the producing, like he was talking about before, and not realizing you were the singer, but it really took off for you as a singer, right? When you did The Way You Look Tonight and Father of the Bride.
Exactly. Yeah, that changed my life. Really, I didn't really want to be an artist. I was very happy being a writer and a producer and behind the scenes, and it gave me an opportunity to work with a lot of great people. You know, Linda Ronstadt. We won a Grammy with Somewhere Out There with James Ingram and Linda Ronstadt. That got nominated for an Oscar. You know, and it started a whole trend because that was the first song from an animated feature that was a hit, you know, but
yeah.
Steven Spielberg was directing it. So by being a producer, I've been able to work with a lot of artists, and that was always my main goal. And a lot of times I'd work on a movie, like I worked on Mystic Pizza. You probably don't even remember that. That was Julia Roberts'
movie. No, I know Mystic Pizza, yeah.
Well, I'm singing all over that movie,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And just by accident, what would happen was, I would be working on the movie and doing the music, and I would make a demo of something, and invariably the director would say, well, why don't you just sing it in the movie, you know? And they put my version in the movie. And that happened all the way till Father of the Bride. Father of the Bride, I had to record The Way You Look Tonight for the band to play at the reception. And Steve Martin, if you remember, he's all shook up. He's trying to get to the reception, and the police come, and they got too many cars parked, and he's running all over the place. And when he finally walks in, the band is playing The Way You Look Tonight. Well, the band was me and my guys, you know. And every time, I remember when we shot that in Father of the Bride, we had all kinds of extras. It was the biggest day of the movie because it was the reception scene, you know. So all the actors were there, all kinds of extras. And every time we would play back The Way You Look Tonight and shoot it, we shot, I don't know how many versions of it, different angles and stuff. The audience would come up to me and say, sir, did you write that song? You know?
Yeah,
like,
crazy.
Is that going to be on the soundtrack
yeah.
now? We got a lot of response right from the set, you know? So
right.
I told Nancy Myers and Charles Shire, I said, why don't you put this song over the end of the movie? And when they leave to go on their honeymoon, let this come back and be, you know, the main song of the movie. And I'll produce it with somebody like Ray Charles or Rod Stewart, maybe. And I'd do it with a big orchestra. And I'd be the guy singing it at the reception. But at the end, it would come back with a big orchestra and Ray Charles or Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it ended up being me.
Yeah, it worked. It worked, and it worked for you. Steve Tyrell, we could talk all day long. You're amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Go and get this. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sunday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, I'm so excited. We go to Wales right now for a conversation with Lori Cameron. She's written a couple of books, A Triumphant Journey from Hell and Little Ones. Lori, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Kate.
Yeah, so tell us about your road.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us about your road to writing A Triumphant Journey from Hell. What's the book about and why did you write it?
It's my life story. From the time I was a toddler to middle age.
And what happened in your life that was so difficult?
Can you hear me?
Yes. What happened in your life that was difficult or interesting or how tough was it to write?
It was very hard. It took the Lord 2 years to get me to finally write it. And I only managed it with his help and prayer all the way through because it was very traumatic. I had to keep stopping and asking the Lord for strength to carry on writing. I needed to write it, and I knew why the Lord wanted me to write it, to show others that have gone through similar to what I've gone through, that there is hope in the end. You can escape. You can be set free. And it was wonderful once I found that freedom to be able to depart from it all. And I just want to be able to reach out to people to let them know what can happen if you allow Jesus in your life and allow him to lead the way he's led me. Even when I found him. Well,
and tell us about
actually,
when
you, according to the Bible, he chose me.
Tell us about when you found Jesus. How did that happen?
I can't hear you.
How did that happen? How'd you find Jesus?
Pardon?
How did you find God? How did you find Jesus?
I couldn't. Okay. I was in bed one day after quite some time after my car accident. I had severe injuries and I was in so much pain. I didn't know what to do with myself, and I happened to look, and I spotted a book on my shelf. It was my old school Bible, and something pulled me to go and get it. I went and picked it up and got back into bed, and when I opened to Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And as I read those words, you know, I could feel, visualize the Lord leading me through green pastures and beside still waters. And tears just streamed down my face. Just tears of joy. But that wasn't the start of my true relationship with him. That was just the beginning. It would be about a year later when the Lord came back into my life properly and started to lead me. And he never promised me a bed of roses. He never does that. And I went through terrible tribulations still. But I had the Lord to hold on to. I had his word to read. It was like he was talking to me, and I never felt alone. And my deepest valleys, and there were many, I just cried out to the Lord, asking to help me, show me what to do. And he did. He led me through. I would journalize what his word had said to me, what he was trying to tell me, and put that into effect in my life. And it's truly amazing what he led me through. I shouldn't be alive right now. I should be dead. But he led me through all the way.
Wow.
And yeah, he is my hiding place. It's, you know, it's so wonderful to have a relationship with the Lord. And he's still leading me, you know. I should have been dead last year. I had a terrible accident. I fell out of my loft onto concrete. And I broke so many bones. And he pulled me through that. I was told I should have been dead. And this year, too, when I had a stroke, I had a blood clot in the brain. He pulled me through that. And the doctors were amazed at how fast I came through that. And, yeah, it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful to have him in your life. You know, I'm never alone. I live on my own with my two dogs, and I never feel alone. You know, he's always with me, helping me, you know.
Wow.
If something happens.
Just a tremendous story.
Yeah, if something happens, I just call out to him.
And I think of the broken bones, I think of the stroke. Yeah, and again, the book is called A Triumphant Journey from Hell. What do you hope people...
A Triumphant Journey, yeah.
Yeah, A Triumphant Journey. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Lori?
I've lost you, Kate.
What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Find peace. I want them to find peace. Yeah, I want them to find peace. To see that no matter what they're going through, if you reach out to the Lord, he's there. He'll help you through. And he'll pull you through the darkest valleys. And you'll come to the light. In a way, he's true to his promises. When he says, I will never leave you or forsake you, I'm with you always, he means it. And he is always with me. And the peace that I have, his precious peace, that transcends all understanding, you know?
Yeah.
Keeps me safe, you know. He is my shield. And without him, I would be so lost. I would be so lost. I should have been dead so many times in my life. And you know, I just want to reach out and let people know what a wonderful Lord and Savior that he is.
Wow, what a perfect
place. That's why I was so pleased.
Yeah, what a perfect place to end this, to tell people that, you know, what your story was like and the peace that you found. You can get A Triumphant Journey on Amazon, of course, or Barnes & Noble. I mean, Lori, what a story. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Wow, powerful stuff from Lori Cameron, just such an interesting conversation, and her books, A Triumphant Journey from Hell and Little Ones, and especially you should see the cover of A Triumphant Journey from Hell, and you will when you go to Amazon to get the book, and just what that journey was like, so fascinating. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview, and of course, as always, for supporting this show. Remember, make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.